No, it started at the Hudson Oxford Street. We come in there. Then, after a while, we were there and we were trying to get a place. And we were coming up against a lot of obstacle. And we were supposed to get somewhere up here at Ellesmere, beside the church there, the church hall. We were supposed to get, £300 or £3 million to develop that as a center, because we advocate for it. And we have people in the, some of our members went and joined the trade union thing because we're according to where they work. And this powerful man here named George Caborn, when he speak, thunder rolls. He was the head of the trade, the steel works and the trade union, you know what I mean? And we were, he came up to us and tried to help us and say he'll help us, you know,
yes.
Whatever. And so, because one of our members was a member of his trade union, communist thing. And, you know, when he's during the holiday season, when the trade union is marching through and have it, at what time of year they have it? During holiday. But they would march, the trade union, it was a long march from all the way down. We used to get involved in everything, like the Lord Mayor's Parade,
yeah.
Yes, because we were there as a recognized organization. Though we, you know, so they always come and involve us, invite us to be part of, and parcel of that. And then you have the United Nations Association, which we were affiliated to. And, you know, yes. We get to know, they get to know us and we get to know them.
Yes.
We get to exchange our views, and the United Nations Association used to meet once a year and have a big show, you know, like everybody come and we go there and we have a food fair and everybody go and do their exhibit, their wares. You go and you cook, and the French would do, you know, they do their pastry and their this and that, and the English they cook in their cakes and this and that. But rice and peas and chicken was our thing. And we used to go cook with rice and peas and chicken. And they used to enjoy that. And, you know, so each one, we get to know each other. And it was a good thing. And all during this time, they developed the Sheffield Racial Equality Unit. And we were part of that. We were on the board and things like that. Meet at the city hall and, you know, and subcommittees. Yeah. And I used to go out and talk, scouting, and then I met Dorothy Dixon Barrow at a meeting, and I invited her to come and join us, and she was reluctant, and she didn't, you know, at, because she said she joined other thing, but and la 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 la. Anyway, three times until she come. Yes, until she come, and look what the contribution what Dorothy did to Sheffield. You know, so I was there. I am the one that got her on there. That's my role.
Yeah.
I work undercover, like an undercover agent, all for the good of the organization. And when what happened, we had a fire at the house. We couldn't get a place to move to, because we wanted a place to move to develop ourselves. And we go to the town hall and we advocate and da-da-da, nothing happened. However, there was a fire. I don't know how and why. But when the fire burned down our hut. Mm-hmm. So we didn't have anywhere to meet now.
Mm-hmm.
So we went to the authorities and tell them that we don't have anywhere to meet. And they were trying to push us in with somebody. We said, no, 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 no. We want a place of our own. We want to develop culture, educate the children, you know, what we're doing at Sidaka now. We give them our prospectus, is that it? And tell them what we want and so on and so forth. And they couldn't get us anywhere. Everywhere they give us, we turn it down. And so they said, well, you go and look somewhere yourself then and come back to us. And so we found this place down here. We went to Philadelphia Center, but we had to share that with other groups. And we said, no, we want a place of our own. And they start to shout that we're here so long and we have given our time and effort. We help, we contribute to the economy of the city and la 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 la, because George Cabon tell them what to say, those that had the clout. So I tug along. And so when the thing come down, you see, but we had friends in high places. Yeah. I'm not knocking those people. And so when we look around and this place, we saw this place, Samuel Osborne Place. And they went to the city hall, city council, and they say, oh no, that's a listed building. And so we say, oh yes, that's what we want. If it's listed, it's not going away, is it? And it was in a terrible state. And we went through a terrible time with that, I tell you. There were people there that didn't want us to get it at all in the council. Didn't want us to get it at all. But there were people there that were working for us in there. Because we had someone. Because of the racism in here and the terrible racism with the police and all that sort of thing, you know, riots. When the riots started in America, I came here. Yeah. I said, oh yes, everybody else was Black Power and things like that. And so we had to have a worker in the city council that was working for race equality, race this. And so we had our man in there, and he could see about things at the onset. And so when we got the place, they said no, we couldn't have it because it was listed. And so we said yes, because we'll have it because it's listed. Anyway, in the past, you have to have a architect have to give you in, you know, you got to have to look at the building and give you the report back. Okay. And that used to take up to 6 months, you know what I mean. The city council, the people in there who didn't want us to have it, they gave us a fortnight. But God was on our side. We had a couple that were working for the city council that were architects. And one was a Jamaican. And she was married to an Englishman. Mm-hmm. And they were devout people. And they were interested in our development. And they took night and day after work and sit up through the night and got it prepared. And the person who was working there for the race equality, I forget his title. We call him race equality manager at the moment. And those three and our officials and the committee members sit up and get it ready, prepared. And when he got it on his desk, the official in question got it on his desk, he was shocked. And he couldn't do anything about it because this person at work there was very influential and he was there working on our behalf, because that was his job, to work for the black and ethnic,
yeah,
whether you're Haitian, not just us.